KJAN Sports.
It's time now for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, first a few wrestling notes. The Hawkeye 10 Conference has announced that their conference wrestling tournament will have a change of venue. The tournament on January 30th has been moved from Atlantic to Red Oak. Red Oak's latest facility update has two gyms directly across the hall from one another, and both gyms will be used to help further spread spectators out. That'll help aid in the COVID protocols. Current conference president Davis Pattee said the tournament is expected to return to Atlantic next season. The Red Oak administration will provide more information on the spectator limitations and guidelines for that event as we get a little bit closer to that date. Also, the John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament will see some changes for its 66th annual event. Southwest Valley Athletic Director Alan Noggle announced those changes to the format for this year's tournament. The tournament will take place Friday, January 22nd and Saturday, January 23rd. And as is tradition, it'll be a two-day event. But there will be two separate tournaments held this year. The Friday event on the 22nd will get underway at 3 o'clock. That'll include the 106 to 145-pound weight classes. And then on Saturday, January 23rd, the tourney will continue with the 152 to 285-pound weight classes, that event held in Corning. Wrestling coaches want this season to end with a national tournament. Last season's NCAA tournament was canceled at the start of the pandemic, and Iowa was favored to win it. The Hawkeyes open an abbreviated Big Ten-only season later this month. Here's Coach Tom Brands.
Are you listening, NCAA? Are you listening? Because these are young people that aspire to things, and they're in an age demographic that it's not as risky. It's always risky. It's risky when I drive from here to the arena. I might get sideswiped by a CAM bus, all right, because I'm not looking. And we got to get to the end this year, and then we got to get to Tokyo.
The Summer Olympics were rescheduled for this year. Brand says no matter how short the season is, there needs to be a national tournament.
It cannot go down the way it went down a year ago. So here we are in January. We're starting. We thank the Big Ten. We got a schedule, and away we go. And we do it every day. We're diligent.
Brand says the Hawkeyes are doing everything they can to make sure that there is a season.
Those guys in that Hawkeye wrestling room, they do it right. They wear their mask. They screen in. They're doing daily testing now. Before that, they were doing weekly testing. Even if they have a negative test and they don't feel right, they have a cough or a throat issue, they stay away. So they're doing it right. We got to get to the end.
The UNI wrestling season opens up on Sunday with a pair of duels in South Dakota against South Dakota State and North Dakota State. Here's Panther coach Doug Schwab.
I'm sick of talking, to be honest. I'm sick of talking about, hey, are we going to have a season? Yeah, the season's starting, and we're going to get to compete this weekend. We're going to have a national tournament, and that to me is our focus right now, is getting these guys better every single day, which we did.
After 10 months off, Schwab says the Panthers are ready to compete.
We wrestled our whole season, and you're a week out, and you don't get to wrestle in your national tournament. We can never take anything for granted again as far as competing.
Schwab says in a year like this, the entire roster needs to prepare to compete.
You don't know what the heck's going to happen. I mean, you don't know if someone's going to get knocked out. And I told our team the other day, everyone has to be prepared and ready. Every single guy, because I don't know, man. We could get a contact, and then this guy gets contact, and all of a sudden these guys are out. And, you're going to have to be ready to step in. And we're getting all 32 of our guys to, hey, I am going to be prepared and ready for it.
Moving over to basketball now, the Iowa Hawkeye women outscored Minnesota 30-13 in the third quarter of a 92-79 win yesterday. Freshman Caitlin Clark scored 37 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as Iowa won its 42nd consecutive home game.
We were 7-for-10 shooting in that third quarter from the three-point range. Everything was better. I mean, the second half, we had 15 assists. The second half, we out-rebounded them by 12. The second half, we get to the free throw line 9 times. They get to the free throw line 2 times. you know, shots usually come around, and we weren't hitting very well the first half, but we righted the statistics in that second half.
That's Hawkeye coach Lisa Bluder. Clark finished 5 of 9 from three-point range as the Hawkeyes improved to 8-1 overall.
When she's feeling it, like in that third quarter, she had 4 threes in that third quarter, and it's just unbelievable, you know, to watch because how deep they are, and she can do it off the dribble, and so I thought she gave us incredible life in that third quarter.
Iowa's now 4-1 in Big Ten conference play. In men's college hoops last night, 9th-ranked Tennessee barely managed to bounce back from its first loss of the season, rallying from a 7-point halftime deficit as the Volunteers post a 79-74 win against Arkansas. Also in the top 25, 2nd-ranked Baylor is 10-0 for only the 5th time in team history after a 76-61 win over Oklahoma. Damian Jefferson scored 16 of his season-high 19 points in the first half of 7th-ranked Creighton's 89-53 dismantling of Seton Hall. Freshman Hunter Dickinson scored a season-high 28 points, and 10th-ranked Michigan pulled away in pounding number 16 Minnesota 82-57. Also number 11 Houston rallied for a 70-63 victory against Wichita State. David Johnson scored 17 points, including a crucial free throw with 5 seconds left in Louisville's 73-71 win over number 19 Virginia Tech. Wendell Moore Jr. contributed a season-high 25 points, helping number 21 Duke hold off Boston College 83-82. And also it was number 22 Virginia, 70-61 over Wake Forest. Well, the 5th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes face their second straight road test tonight with a visit to Maryland. The Terrapins are 1-4 in the Big Ten, but their lone victory was at nationally ranked Wisconsin. Here's Coach Fran McCaffrey.
They really competed in that game. Played really hard. They were really together, I thought. You know, they have, I think, a very good team. You know, they got a lot of different weapons. They have a lot of versatility. Guys that play multiple positions, you know, in that 6'7", 6'6", 6'8", range, long, athletic. They got all the different guys that can score.
McCaffrey says Maryland causes some matchup concerns.
Very versatile team, a lot of athletes, a lot of length, a lot of different guys that can score. You know, I think a tough group, you know, just like everybody else in our league. I mean, every team's a handful.
As a native of the D.C. area, Iowa center Luca Garza is looking forward to playing in the area he grew up, even though family and friends won't be allowed in the arena.
I definitely love it around there, and I'm always excited to play near home, to be close to family, even though, you know, this year there isn't family at the game. But, you know, it still means the same thing, just to know, like, me and my mother and my dad are all in the same place, kind of. It is definitely a reassuring feeling.
Garza is hoping to get a win in his final visit to College Park.
I haven't been able to win at Maryland, and that's something I've always wanted to do. And especially when I committed here, that was something that was motivating for me to be able to do. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this game, and, you know, I'm treating it as every other game. You know, just it's as important as any game on our schedule.
We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio. A little early on the start time with a 5 o'clock pregame show. Just about 6 o'clock, they'll tip that one off, and we'll have it for you. Iowa at Maryland tonight. All the Hawkeyes' Luca Garza is among the John R. Wooden Award midseason top 25. That award that's presented by Wendy's goes out to the top player in men's college basketball each season. Several other players are involved, of course. It's a top 25. Among them, Creighton's Marcus Zagorowski, Baylor's Jared Butler, Minnesota's Marcus Carr. Also from Illinois, Ayu Dosunmu and Kofi Coburn. West Virginia's Derek Culver, Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham, Ron Harper Jr. of Rutgers, and Trace Jackson Davis of Indiana are also on that list in the top 25 for the midseason. Note on that award. Well, in college football news, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence has officially thrown his name into the NFL draft. Lawrence had said in September he planned to play his junior season, graduate in December, and move on to the NFL. Lawrence discussed in October keeping his options open, which included possibly returning for another year of college. As discussions of the number one pick intensified between the then winless New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars, Lawrence finished 34-2 in his college career, leading Clemson to 3 ACC titles and the national title after the 2018 season. He finished second in the Heisman Trophy race Tuesday night to Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith. In other college football news, Memphis quarterback Brady White has won the William V. Campbell Trophy given to the top scholar athlete in college football. White passed for 3,380 yards this season with 30, one touchdowns. Alabama star receiver Jalen Waddle has returned to practice, but it's not clear yet whether he'll play in Monday's national championship game against Ohio State. Waddle hasn't played since breaking his right ankle while returning the opening kickoff against Tennessee on October 4th. Without Waddle available, Devontae Smith went on to put up big enough numbers to win the Heisman Trophy. North Carolina State quarterback Bailey Hockman says he plans to leave the 24th-ranked Wolfpack as a graduate transfer. It came after the redshirt junior and former Florida State transfer started 9 games for North Carolina State. Hockman helped the Wolfpack to 8 wins and an appearance in this year's Gator Bowl. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns continue to work virtually while trying to get a handle on the COVID-19 situation that's knocked coach Kevin Stefanski out of Sunday's playoff game in Pittsburgh. Stefanski says he feels well despite contracting COVID-19, but that he's obviously disappointed he'll have to miss Cleveland's first playoff game since the 2002 season. Stefanski was one of 5 positive tests for the Browns on Tuesday. He's working from home as the team's facility remains closed. Stefanski said Wednesday what the team did not have any new positive cases and that contact tracing continues. And while sick of the losing seasons, co-owner John Mara felt the New York Giants established a foundation and culture under rookie coach Joe Judge, giving him optimism that the playoffs may not be far away. Mara also disclosed that 69-year-old Dave Gettleman would be back for a 4th season. The team has won 15 games in his first 3 years as the general manager. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.